Let's be honest with one another. When we read in Romans chapter 1, verse 1, when Paul calls himself a slave, that isn't a very comfortable word. But Paul grabs it and he wears it as a badge of honor. Not because slavery is good, but because his master is. Later on in Romans chapter 6, Paul says that we've all been slaves, either to sin or to righteousness. In other words, you're going to serve something or someone. The question is, who is your true master? When Jesus buys you with his blood, he doesn't enslave you to guilt. He frees you into grace. He gives you a new nature, a new desire, a new strength. You become a slave of righteousness, not because you have to, but because you want to. And so then you can begin to pray, Jesus, I want to serve you with joy. Help me reject sin as my master and live fully for you. Here are two different peoples that you can be praying for today. Michael and Sharon Quillman are missionaries in Zambia. And also, the Donde LifeWord broadcast that's for the people of Tanzania. And here's the final word. The world says freedom is doing whatever it is that you want to do. The gospel says that freedom is finally wanting what is right.